rolling in behind the arena. Going for a decreased LOC. Male in his 30s, found unconscious, possible overdose. Had three naloxone, eyes are opening. Foot forward. Foot. At the St. Patrick's Nursing Home. Unspecified which wing. Stock rolling in a decreased LOC. Male, 6'4". Possible sepsis setting in. He's delirious.
Trauma. We have a male, 32 years of age. He hit his head. He's bleeding profusely. He's on the main floor of the building. He hit his head on metal. We do have a biological hazard reported of mental concussion.
It's the Novo Hotel, South Burrito, Port of Daly. Go to the lobby there. Staff only allergic reaction. Female in her 30s. Short of breath, swollen tongue, swollen throat, hard to swallow. No FD on scene. Performer.
Welcome to the Remember That Patient podcast. This trailer, or episode zero, I hope will bring some insight into our project. Our home base is Ontario, Canada, but our reach can certainly extend to the rest of the country and hopefully beyond. Barring in mind any differences in scope, of course, which typically won't present an issue on the way we're presenting our content. We've had the idea for the RTP podcast in our brains for quite a while. As the guy around my shop who's constantly being handed 12-lead ECGs, asked my thoughts on cases, etc., and hearing the discussion so frequently at stations, emergency departments, and finally, once again, pub nights, I came to the obvious realization the learning associated with these discussions. However, the downfall is the audience is whoever's there at the time, usually no more than two or three people. Yet we know anecdotally that paramedics absolutely love case review. If they've been there or done a similar call, it either refreshes or cement things in, and if they haven't, they hopefully lock it in their brain for future use. But even moving beyond the anecdote and into the realm of science, case studies have a rich history in medicine as an educational tool for clinical personnel. They nurture deep learning by building upon prior knowledge gained from personal experience and education to achieve optimal patient outcomes. Case studies are so appropriate for EMS education because of their subject matter, common complaints, or leading up to fatal conditions if misdiagnosed, and frequently feature unusual presentations of a disease as a result. They also depict realistic scenarios. There's no point discussing or putting forward the scenarios you were tested on in school or on your final exam. We all remember the stabbed, shot, metformin overdose that fell down the stairs and has a cervical fracture. It's an ideal vehicle for sharing new information and to promote critical thinking. And finally, our true goal in launching the RTP podcast is that they have the power to improve clinical outcomes. There is already medical evidence that case study or case review style of learning has the power to do so, and we want to bring it to the pre-hospital environment. Through actual lived calls submitted by our listeners, we dive headfirst into the presentations that were actually faced by those paramedic crews. We break down the good, the bad, the ugly, and then we end with some pathophysiology to review. Whether the call went smooth as hell or it went way too far down the wrong road. Whether it's a unicorn diagnosis or something we see every single week, there's always something to learn. And that's the goal with the RTP podcast, improving the outcomes of patients and the knowledge of paramedics around the country and beyond, one call at a time. We've assembled a fantastic team of hosts to drive you on this journey, and we hope you'll join us on our first episode next month where things didn't exactly go smoothly, and how you can recognize and prevent the same situation. We're just putting the finishing touches on that, and we're looking forward to sharing this first case with you, and we know you're going to enjoy it. In the meantime, if you have a unique case that went good or bad that you think would benefit our listeners, email us anytime at mail@rtpshow.com. Don't include any information about the case in that first email. Just let us know that you're interested in supplying one for a future show, and we'll send you back a form to fill out, including any guidelines on anonymity and patient privacy. That's all we have for this intro episode, folks. Thanks for joining us on this journey to create better outcomes and better paramedics. Until next time.